No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. It is Old School here on The Ticket. 2-hour version of the show today. Teammates timeout coming up at 5 p.m. But until then, it's the Old School crew, DPJ and myself, Austin Orman, with you. Brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Special ingredient butcher shop with 3 Lincoln locations and 1 up in Omaha. Lots to get to on the Huskers front, college football front, and some executives talking about opposing quarterbacks in their league. We'll get their breakdown, give our opinions on that as well over the course of the next couple hours. 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of the show. DP, Jay, it was special teams day in a lot of ways for Nebraska. We heard from Coach Mike Eckler. May play a little bit from him, but I want your guys' thoughts, your opinions. Jay, we'll start with you. What goes into successful special teams? Let's start with just the coverage units. What makes a coverage unit a good coverage unit?
Well, number one is like want to, intent with effort. You know, you got to want to do that, you know, and, you know, it takes a different mindset, but then, I think it's the easiest thing to do. And it's not, I'm not, you know, obviously taking anything away from anybody that plays special teams or any coaches, but I think special teams is real simple. You know, when you make it real simple, you got to know what you're doing. You got to study it just like you're studying defense. If you want to be really great at it and if you want to get more playing time, it's an easier process than, say, you know, an encyclopedia-sized defensive book, right? Run, see ball, hit ball, block guy. You know, it's real simple, right? But it's a 1,000% aggression. So it starts with Matt, you know, really, really, you know, good effort. And then you got to have the, you know, the blueprint, which that's Coach Eckler's job, you know, kind of him and, you know, Coach Rule. And then they got to go out there and execute. And, you know, you got to have a detailed plan. You got to study. You got to study tendencies. You got to study the guys that you're either blocking or trying to, you know, defeat, you know, the guys that are trying to block you. You got to study the returners. You got to study, you know, the conditions. You got to know your punter. You got to know your gunners, you know, on punt team. You got to know everything. But it's
so it's not get on the field, run down the field?
That's a big part of it. But you got to hit that line running. Special teams coaches generally are wide different. I always talk about Danny Smith. He said, listen, I want everybody hitting the line. at full speed. He says, I don't care if you guys start in the locker room, hype the crowd up, do cartwheels. By the time that ball's kicked off, he wants to see everybody sprint. Because I think a lot of times that, and then you got to have a plan and everybody's got to execute it. But I think it's, you know, I think special teams sometimes gets overlooked. It's a big part of the game. You can, you know, Virginia Tech and the Beamers and obviously Coach Osborne while we were here and every other great team, you have really good special teams players. Yeah, you got to have a good special team.
DP, flip side of that, returners, whether it's punt or kickoff, what makes a great return unit?
Marbles. Marbles, sir. A lack of logic. Yeah. It takes a bit of daredevil and discipline at the same time. As a returner, yeah, it's discipline that I'm going to let people run themselves out of my way. Scheming, it is being disciplined. Don't chase. It'll come to you. Work will come to you. Clear your yard is what I would listen to. Larry Pecatello, who was with the Redskins back in the day, he would talk about. Greg Williams would talk about it. He'd tell you, listen, if you clean your yard, you don't have to worry about nothing else. If I've got 10 guys who are cleaning their yard. In the return game, it is a simple matter that I don't have to be cute. I don't have to be sexy. I don't have to out-scheme. If I am getting vertical on a field and Jay Foreman is in front of me, I don't have to think about it. I don't have to. It's my job to occupy him. That's the job of a return team. It gets complicated when they start meshing and overloading and, you know, misdirecting. But I would imagine that Jay knew what his contact points were and what his responsibilities were. And if he did his job, you become all pro alternate because you do your job. Each one, that's all special teams coaches respect the guy that does his job. You can identify him. Look, we're not running at 56. He's going to be where he's supposed to be. And it's also, and Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can tell the identity of a team by the way it plays special teams.
You can learn a lot. You learn probably more. One, you're going to see your overall team speed, right? Because you want to not only have your starters be fast, you know, and if they're playing, you'll know they're fast. And then obviously the backups or whatever rotational players. You'll see how physical everybody is. That's just how you practice. You play with good leverage and all that. So you'll see the depth of your team a lot of times and to see, you know, your discipline. And I think when you do return it, I mean, I think if you really embrace, I said this yesterday, if you really embrace special teams, there's guys that have parlayed that into getting extra playing time. I mean, I know it's a God forbid we talk about the 90s, so I won't talk about the plethora of guys that have parlayed special teams plays to more defensive plays to decade-long careers in the NFL. So let's just talk about recent. And I always talk about Mekhi Bayer. Leftford, in my opinion, if Scott and those guys were there, I think he would have just got glossed over. Number one, because Ernest Hausman was coming and he was doing his thing. So then Mekhi, you know, was a little, he was bad on some injuries. Coach Rule comes in. Obviously, Ernest goes to, you know, we'll see him in week four. But he gave him everybody on the team a chance to get into the new weight program. He reshaped his body. He came down against Minnesota and made a couple special teams tackles, doubled down on that, validated it against Colorado, got in because I don't know if somebody got dinged up or whatever. I don't know if it was Luke Reimer or Nick or whatever, but he got in. And then now, you know, he ends up starting for the last he started at another position, I think, later in the year against Wisconsin. And then he ended up starting last year. Mm-hmm. And then he was able to go to Missouri. Now he's at North Carolina. But it started with special teams. You know, and obviously he had to be aggressive. He had to buy into the game plan. And so that's, you know, part of the identity. So also, I think when you're in returns, I think you got to even take it a step further. It's one thing to know, okay, I got a block on kickoff return, the L4, R4, R3 or whatever. but you also have to be into, you just can't aimlessly be out there doing it. You know what I mean? Just like, all right, I got to block this dude. Well, you got to block him differently if you're, if they're kicking off into the wind. The kick's short. You got to set shorter. So that guy covering, you know, you're getting moved, or you're going to get what's called button press. Essentially, he's trying to run you over and two gap you, just drive you back and then make the tackle. But if you don't understand that, then you will be dropping like it's a deeper kick. And then now you're just, now you look like, well, what's that guy doing? Because you're dropping way, but we've seen it, you're dropping back into the wedge. You also have to look at, okay, if I'm usually going against Austin, you know, as from, say you play on Cincinnati, well, then you're not in. Well, something must be over, because if Austin's over there, then that's most likely where the kick is. If you're mm-hmm. the bell cow on special teams, it is as much detail as you choose to make it. Some returners run the return. Say you run a counter return, like you get it here, you start and you go, right? They run it differently. One returner runs it differently than others. That's your blocking. You have to block it different for Barney versus, I don't know who the returners are. This is only two guys I know. Emmett. Marshall has returned
capability. Well, but yeah, at Idaho.
So those two. They're two different body types, two different running styles. So you have to study your opponent and yourself as much as you would on defense. So I think, you know, with Coach Eckler, number one, the thing I can only say, just, I played against him. I seen him out there jumping. I was like, this dude's crazy, right? That's fine, right? It's great. And he's excited. But he was a special team stalwart at Kansas State. He coached linebackers here. He played linebacker, but he made his name for himself playing special teams. He has now become one of the top special teams coaches, but he's played it. It's no different than me playing. He's able to talk, and he's seen it. He's done it. He knows what he wants because he's actually physically done it. And then he's continued to coach it and change it or whatever as the game's changing. So, look, if you're going to play special teams, this is one thing I'm going to say. If I was ever talking to the players, if you're going to play special teams with Mike Eckler, I can guarantee you better not have a change of speed is you throttle it down. Oh, crap. It looks like he might break a tackle. Then you change the speed.
Probably too late by then.
Yeah, because he'll probably be meeting you at the numbers. So I'm sure he's already set that. You got already that stuff you got to deal with and get. But I'm telling you this from, not to keep hearing like on me. But I remember what his dude, I think it was Ronnie Jones, who kind of came after Bruce DeHaven, and didn't work out well. And Danny Smith came in, and he's still coaching, all right? He's Mike Thomas' right-hand man. And he's like, hey, I'm going to tell you guys the truth. He's like, the GM wanted to just bring in all new special teams guys if I just want to bring in all these dudes. He's like, that's not good at coaching. He's like, I'm going to take you guys, and I'm going to make you guys back to the special teams you should be. So what I'm saying is he came in and demanded a whole different ball of wax. And it was by his movement.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth,
Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And you better get on that bus or not. And the same thing. He was a DB coach at Georgia Tech, actually, when they won the national championship. So he could talk defense. He's like, I'm coaching special team. So he could be out there and just be – he's in there.
What was so much – some of this determined where you kind of understood what the priority was because of the amount of time they allowed for it? Because not all teams –
Yeah, I'm quite sure. Right? Yeah, it's a priority. When I was – college and pretty much everywhere in the – in the pros, you know that you better – it is some places, I'm sure, more of a priority, and it's a priority here. You don't bring in Mike Eckler, and I'm assuming, paying him pretty decent, that it ain't going to be a priority.
And I think that came up when Matt Rhule was talking about the punter, Archie Wilson. Oh, you know, I used to just go with the offensive line when we were doing punt. Now I get my box of popcorn, right? Not saying special teams weren't a priority for Matt Rhule, but if there's some truth in jest, maybe the Mike Eckler hire is Matt Rhule saying, yeah, you know what? I probably should have paid more attention to special teams. I viewed it as just that third phase, nothing more, nothing less. Maybe it was a little admission from the head ball coach.
The salary is a number. Like he's not getting minimum wage to run special teams.
Yeah.
Like he's getting a number and it's a value. But Matt Rhule said early in the pressers that, quite frankly, when the special teams played well, we played well. When we didn't, when they didn't, we didn't. So he's acknowledging that, listen, this is a space that if you're trying to add two wins, that's a really simple way to do it, is just to get better at third of the game.
Yeah, or make like more consistent. I think things when you're able to hire a coach like Mike Eckler, it's like, all right, you get a chance, right? It's like Danny Smith. Like there's probably, I know that he was with at that time, they were the Redskins. And then Mike Tomlin saw an opportunity after they let, they fired coaches with the Redskins many times to get a guy like Danny. So then you make, he had a long time special teams coach with him. Then you pivot.
Mm-hmm. And, guys like that don't come available.
Yeah.
Very
and
often.
So, you gotta go get them. And so, you're able to, come in, get different ideas. But I'm going to tell you, like, Mike Eckler is a good coach. Like, he's got good energy. So he all the coaches are generally, at least I know with Coach Osborne, I know for a fact I've seen it, right? I've seen it at every single, and especially in the pros. So this is just the pros, especially with Coach Osborne. Every coach is involved in special teams. In some form, you got to coach some sort of position. So if this dude's coaching at this rate and this intensity, it's just going to just boil over into because you can't just be, like, you can't be around Mike Eckler just pure energy, right, and not match that or his intensity, because when you coach a specific group, this is the way I view things, and this is what Coach Osborne told me. This is actually what Wade Phillips told me when he was when he drafted me, but then we were talking with Ted Cottrell as well. He's like, when you're coaching a offense, defense, or special teams, you're actually still coaching the coaches that are on it, because you're actually coaching them to do what you want them to do. Or take it and run with it. So you're really like a head coach of the special team. So everybody else that participates in it is kind of, and you're just no different than offensive and defensive coordinator.
That would be, it's funny too, as a high school coach, I hated coaching special teams. Hated it. But if I were to be offered a college coaching position, sign me up for special teams, because I'm going to get antelopes and stalkers, cheetahs.
Yeah, ideally.
Because some programs won't let you have them.
Ideally, and you got the thing about special teams though. Just like you talked, it takes some cojones. Because if you running down there and you have no awareness, you're gonna get put to sleep. you will get cracked. Well, they don't do that much now.
Who got you on special teams?
Man, you know what?
Thank you for asking, because I didn't want to.
Here's how weird it works, right? So I was with Buffalo, and we were playing down. We were playing the Redskins at the time, Washington. That's my home. I got 50 tickets, right? So I knew I was, you know,
Town of Fredericks.
Yeah, yeah. The whole Gaithersburg, we was in the house. You know, Rockville, we was doing it, right?
Rolling deep.
Yeah, you know, that, and that's where my grandma stopped the team bus and brought me my chicken sandwich in it. Aluminum foil. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, bruh. I would have paid money.
That's a chicken sandwich, though.
She brought me a chicken sandwich and gave me her famous fried chicken.
See?
Gary Walker ate it. I just was like, dang.
This is so Austin, do you know what this chicken sandwich is made of? Okay, so this is white bread. This is white bread with a hotly pressed piece of chicken. Like, she just cooked. She took that out of the she oil. Made
it, and had it in a man. I was
But did she wrap it in aluminum foil or plastic wrap?
It was an aluminum foil she had the whole thing. Here's the thing. So at this point in time, my uncle, I had my whole family there, and so my grandma and my aunt, they couldn't get around. You know, the good thing about it is I was able to get them up there on the handicap level. So they actually got to sit in better seats than
everyone else.
Right. And so they had canes, you know, because they can't walk. So they called it literally 2K, stopped the team bus. I'm talking about with the police and everything. And she was like hitting the door with her cane. She was like, I got to give my baby a sandwich.
Oh, and they're like, whose grandmother is this? Like, there he is. Whose grandmother is this?
Same, you know, so anyways, back to the game. So, so we're playing down this FedEx Field, and this is Daniel Snyder is the owner.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was, you know, because once I kind of left, Charlie Casley and company just kind of messed up the Redskins at the time. I kind of, you know, tuned them out. So we're warming up. Down in the, I guess they the north end zone. This dude comes. I was like, who is this little dude walking right through our warm-ups? Like, literally, we doing cover three drop. I was like, what you doing here, right? But he came with a whole posse. So we do that, and I'm hyped, you know. So my whole goal was, Wade and Ted Cottrell said, we're going to get you in the game, right? And they was cool about it. They knew I was excited. So I got in, you know, made me a couple plays. So we come down on special teams. And make a tackle inside the 20. So then, back then, you know, the statute of limitations is done. So you have a big hit. You was getting cash money records and free car washes when we'd have our team meeting on Monday. So I was like, I'm broke bread, right? So we come down. The game's up. We beating them. The game's over. So we just covering a kick. So I come down. I was like, oh, well, DA rookie, you know, I'm running down there and I'm like, oh, they ain't blocking me. This is another one. This is all going through my mind literally as I'm running.
They are luring him in.
Nothing
man.
But green grass. But listen,
you're right. Like, I'm running. And so I used to have checkpoints. All right. This dude, like, the guard and the tackle ain't blocked me. So I run. The dude kind of hits me a little bit. And I'm like, oh, I defeated the block, kind of swam. You know, I think I'm cool. I was like, oh, this is another $500. The dude, like, ghost blocked me, and as I do, boom! Hey, it was like tumbleweed. Hey, when I made the tackle on defense, I had all the stuff here. Then the right one was just all just, like, skidding on FedEx Field. And the funny thing about it, 4 years afterwards, down in Houston, they traded or they signed Matt Stevens. Matt Stevens, the one that got me.
Safety.
No.
27.
Got me from all the way the other side of the field.
Jay knew that number.
Oh, yeah. He's seeking missile.
You get the number of that truck they got for me.
And it wasn't a like hard hit. It wasn't like I felt with it was like you looking this way, boom, got you. And he, you know, he could have cleaned my clock. He's like, I got you, and just ran off. Yeah.
He had a huge dome.
Yeah.
He had a huge dunk.
Yeah, and he's a good friend. Unfortunately, he just passed away.
Yeah. April.
Yeah. Yeah, it was about March, May. April. It was May. You know, it's unfortunately, but.
So then, if DP's going to ask who got you, who did you get?
Oh, I had a hit list. I got some guys. The worst thing I ever did was in special teams. I got this guy from New Orleans and then, like, stood over. I told myself I'd never do that again. But the worst feeling I ever felt as a professional athlete was when I played, I think it was the Miami Dolphins. So it's intense. I'm in Buffalo. Okay.
In Miami or in Buffalo?
In Buffalo. Okay. In his contract year and everything. Danny Smith was like, hey, he put OJ Brigance up there. He in front of the team meeting, he put this dude up, like they put up the, you know, the guys, right? Mm-hmm. OJ Brigance. And he stopped the team meeting. He's like, everybody knew who Jay Foreman is. He got this gum. He chomped. Everybody knew who Big Foreman is, right? He's like, if you don't know Jay Foreman, stand up. Right now, we in like late in the year. He's like, it's you and him this week. You handle that, we win. He's like, I want everybody to know. So every day, he was. So I was like, all right. So we got in the game, and I was like incensed. And when I tell you I said stuff to this man that I would only say to somebody that we, you know, we getting into it, right? And I had a good game against, I, you know, like a tackle inside 20, you know, I did that, had some good blocks on him. He wasn't really a big factor. We're winning the game, and I'm finishing every play to the double echo of the whistle. Then I'm just mushing you in the face. And then I'm just blink, 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 this. He says, this is the last day. He's like, you play a good game, right, young man? He's like, God bless you. I'm going to pray for you. Listen, when I tell you, I called my grandma. I said, listen, I need some help. I felt so embarrassed. Because then you read up on O.J. Brigance. He worked for the Ravens. He passed away. He was one of the greatest dudes in the league.
He's the only guy I know named OJ who's actually named after OJ.
Yeah.
His name is actually like he's actually OJ Brigance.
And he's like the exact opposite. He was a like a player rep, and then he worked with the Ravens. Even when I think he had made out of MLS, they still had him in the organization. And he was like, God bless you. You're gonna have a great career. Then he just said, God, he's like, I'm gonna be praying. Well, when we went up to Thomas, I'm gonna be praying for you. I said, you know what, man. You know, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, you know what, man? I'm sorry. I had too much pride to tell him, but then I felt like I was in the locker room.
You ever tell Danny how that went down?
You know, he came over like, yeah, good job. I was like all hyped up with him, but in the back of my mind, I was like, yeah, you know, I probably shouldn't have said this. I probably shouldn't have done this. I probably shouldn't have mushed him in the face like that. I was just driving home. I needed a cigarette or something.
He said, I heard what you said about me.
I was like, man, I need a cigarette or something, man. I need to go to stress walk. You know what I'm saying? I need to go for a walk. Oh my God, I felt every time I think about that.
Deep.
I felt bad.
Ooh, well, we're gonna give you a break to think about it. Come back with your head screwed on. We'll talk more Huskers, more college football as we move through old school.
Back to old school with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back on old school. DPJ Austin, the crew with you. We're going to hit up our starter Heyman Jewelers text line here to get us going. Brad says Nebraska doesn't even have a kicker yet. Well, funny enough, Mike Eckler addressed that. Let's hear from Nebraska special teams coordinator Mike Eckler on the kicking competition.
I won't get into where everybody's at, other than I'll just say this: at the end of next week, we'll name a guy, you know, and we'll roll. And we got a close battle right now. They've all done some nice things. And again, we're going to need all three of them. So it's not, you know, where you start, it's where you finish, right?
Of course, the three names in competition, John Hull, Tristan Alvano, and transfer Kyle Cunanan. So stay tuned for some news on that by the end of next week. And then here's this gentleman from Ben on our text line. He says, completely off topic. It's really not that off topic. Any tips for a dad who just volunteered to be a YMCA flag football coach less than a week before the season started because no one else had volunteered to coach the fifth graders up to that point?
Tylenol for your headache.
Put some in your cup and make sure your contract is 1 year only.
Medicaid, bro.
The Frank Reich. Yeah. Yeah, Frank Reich at Stanford.
Yeah.
Jay, he out there with 10-year-olds, bro.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks before the season starts.
How about your local gas station get you a couple Bush lattes?
Get you a really good team mom, too.
Yeah. Get you a Bush lattes.
Somebody with a really big cooler.
The hardest I ever got hit was playing flag football.
Probably because it's out of control sometimes.
Your boy got rocked. We were running I forget exactly how the play developed, but I know I was supposed to, it was a handoff for like a pitch to the right. I was a quarterback, then I leaked out to the left, and there was a throwback to me playing the Giants, dirty Giants. Shocker.
And the dude hit you?
Oh, yeah. Just completely laid me out.
Dang, they the Lincoln Raiders on you.
Like shoulder to head.
Hey, he out there like,
I'm down for listen. A second.
He set the tone.
And then the three most magic words in sports, run it again. Housed it.
Hard
of a champion.
Those are the rules. There's certain places, YMCA, right? Because the dudes who are playing flag touch football at YMCA, they are dealing with some things. They're dealing with some things. And then do not go to a Mormon church and play basketball, pickup game. You will end up like Bach, folded up on the side of the floor somewhere, because it's like Jim Carrey from Cable Guy, where he come out there with the headbands and the elbow pads. I can see Austin out there running routes, and there's Jim Carrey standing in the middle waiting for Austin to come through there, hit him with the lynch, and then flexed on it. They
come with intimidation.
I'm sorry, Austin.
No, there's a reason I gave up football after middle school.
Oh, man.
That's what happened.
My body would be a whole lot healthier if I'd given up football earlier.
I think 1 year Lincoln Lutheran had, I think, 7 or 8 concussions. They went and played Wilbur Claytonia 1 year, and I don't remember if it was my friend or one of the other kids on the team took a helmet straight to the face mask, dented it.
Jay, do you recall your concussions?
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, some.
Matt Stevens.
There's a bunch.
Yeah, I wasn't. No,
there's a bunch.
There's a bunch. I got probably over close to 40. Heck, the first play I ever played in the like real play in the NFL, like in the game, Seattle. Is I told you about my boy Rayon Hill.
Yeah.
He's a stunt double for Jamie Foxx. Me and Ray, we.
So he was in any given Sunday out here running around.
Yeah, Rayon. we had a name for him. I wouldn't say Dookie Ray, but we called him, you know what, Ray, because that's how he looked in his uniform. So he had a hockey elbow pad. I don't know where I don't know where he got this hockey elbow pad, because it looked like it had been worn
from the Buffalo Sabres.
But it looked like it had been worn from the Buffalo Sabres of 1972. And then he used to have, you know, like when people used to drive like their cars, they'd have the fingers cut off. Mm-hmm. But Rayon would cut like two off. And then he would just, like, when he get introduced in the game, he would dance the whole way, even New Orleans. So we're running down on kickoff, and so we're playing in Seattle. It's notoriously a fast track. It was a Superdome or whatever it was up in Seattle. So I knew I was only going to play special teams, and that's the way they broke you in as rookies. Like, even when you were active, you just run down and hitting the wedge. So all week, I know I'm about to – we're on, you know, suicide measure, whatever you want to call it. I ain't trying to, you know, have people text in. So we're running down, and it's a three-man wedge. And they had a fullback named Max Strong. So it was Pete Kendall, Max Strong, and this other dude. So I'm supposed to hit in between Pete Kendall and Max Strong. Or Max Strong and then Pete Kendall. Rayon's in between the other dude. So essentially, somebody's going to have a one-on-one. But we're running down there, and I went to the Buffalo Mall and bought me some cross trainers and spatted them up because they were lighter. So I was like, yeah, somebody getting all this 245. Straight in the chops. No thigh pads or nothing. Boom. It's me, R3, Rayon, R2, and Antoine Winfield. And he's just a safety net. We running down there. And you know, out of your peripheral, we're riding, you know, stride by stride. Because I was trying, if I can keep up with Ray, I'm good. Man, next thing you know, the turf monster hits him. You know, he's just running into where he's at. Man, by the time I hit that wedge, all I remember seeing is Max Strong, because he had this different face, but I just look, it just hit me dead in the side of the head. I felt like Rocky against Ivan Drago. Got woke up by the ground. Went to
all because Dookie Ray fell down.
Yeah, and I went to the wrong sideline. Ref was like, "Yeah, you gotta go the other way."
That's where I was gonna go next. Teams can't provide those anymore. Players got to bring their own. There's a big scare about that a couple weeks ago.
Hey, that's the thing that brought. They was like, "Where are you at?" I was like, "I don't know." He's like, "I think you think you're in Seattle." I was like, "Yeah, sure." We're right back in the game, man. Yeah, right. Then the other time, well, when we played Kansas City one time, My man Kylie Wong got me. Friendly fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he hustling to the ball. First of all, he missed the tackle. I jump over to do tackle Priest Holmes. He come flying in and miss Priest Holmes. Boom.
There's no collision like two linebackers colliding. There's just not.
But he missed twice.
There's not. There's the two.
He missed two strikes and Jay's out.
He missed the tackle, and I kind of like tackled him out of bounds, and you're kind of like sitting there. Next thing you know, here comes Kylie, submarine. Boom. Out on national TV.
The funniest story I ever heard was I don't know if you remember Reggie Branch.
I remember the name.
Reggie Branch was the captain, Super Bowl special teams captain. And he was Pro Bowler at it, but they call him Rocket. Like, he was Rocket. Like, Reggie had, he was 5'9", 270, all muscle, but he was the wedge buster. They called him a fullback. But he went down on a wedge against the Cardinals. He said him and EJ Jr. ran into each other and said he was sitting on it. They woke him up. They woke him up. It was the first time somebody got him. They woke him up and said, "How you doing, Reggie?" "I'm fine, coach, but I don't think I'm going to school tomorrow."
Hey, if you play special teams the right way, you're going to get got.
Boy,
just like if you're playing rim protector.
Yeah, you're gonna get got. If you're out there always passive and tiptoeing around, then you won't get. But if you play special teams, right, number one, because people are gonna try to get you. Mm. You're gonna get got. And people don't remember. I know. Again, people don't want to talk about the '90s, but I'm gonna talk about my man Dollar Bill Billy Legate. No, you don't know. He was like the second or third team fullback behind Joe Makovic. I call it Joe Makovic. I call him Machiavelli. But Dollar Bill Legate, Billy Legate, used to wear these white gloves, and he ran with impeccable form. Okay, and he was number 40, and he had broke so many face masks. He had they have the two things up there to keep the. He had four of them up there, and I would just look at special teams. I was like, and he would just annihilate people. He destroyed.
Oh, he looks like. Oh yeah.
He destroyed Michigan State, led by Nick Saban here, all by himself on special teams. Dollar Bill Billy Legate.
Yeah, the text line is funny. Since you guys remember the Snickers commercial where the guy gets hit so hard, he thinks he's Batman.
Yeah.
I am the Batman.
But you also got to remember, though, in recent history, when Bo coached, they had a guy named Eric Martin. And he primarily was a special teams guy. And he, I don't know who they played. I mean, he knocked two cats out. But back then, you could hit him, you could crack back on guy. He was laying cats out here, and I think it was maybe UCLA. Correct me if I'm wrong. But then they had to start playing him on defense. And he was kind of like a person without a position because he was big enough to – he was probably a little bit too big to play linebacker, but it wasn't fleet of foot. They put him at like kind of a rush in because he was just killing with effort, and he learned how to rush the passer. He ended up playing 6-7 years in the league, won a Super Bowl. I think he might have got drafted. If he didn't get drafted, I know he made a team. He was on the Patriots, and he was laying cats out too.
Find your way, man.
So if you – like, special teams is important. A lot of kids are coming out of high school or on the team. They're like, oh, I got it special. No. You can parlay that into a longer career than some of the guys are out there playing.
Eric says Billy Legate had a negative neck. No neck at all, just all
right.
Traps.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something about Billy Legate. One time before a game, his locker was right by mine. Somebody took his helmet, like, because he put it the same place. He went to the bathroom, and he's kind of real quiet. Yeah, I love Billy Legate. He's like, "Hey, who got my lid?" Everybody's like, "Man, whatever. We got our headphones on. You know, brothers is bopping. We got the music going." He was like, "Hey, who got my lid?" I stood up and said, "Hey, get this man his helmet because he's about to go crazy in here." The whole team was on an APB for his helmet, Dollar Bill. And Aaron Penland, I talked about him. Fiesta Bowl. It might be his text line. Correct me if I'm wrong. First play of the game, I think it's Jacquez Green who ended up playing him. Hey, crank up the John Deere. There you go, Steve Spurrier. You don't want to practice. There you go. You got. And Aaron Penland's from Florida, from Jacksonville. And he hit Jacquez Green. I was like, dang. You're looking out there. It's like, then he ain't moving. Then you start to get concerned. Then he got up, or
they got
they brought him in the stretcher, got him off of there.
Jay, how do you feel about Brian Cushing's awareness?
Like rational awareness? Or
that's the question. General. How does Jay feel about Brian Cushing's awareness? Cushing
was, the juice was crazy. He headbutted the dude from Cleveland. He really looked like
with no helmet on.
Yeah, he really was in WWE. He was WWF. He really, you know how they got the ketchup patches, and you know with the wrestlers. Oh no, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead headbutt you. Yeah, he was for real. Now, I don't think he never really played special, but defense, he wasn't playing no game.
He is one of one.
Yeah, great.
Cushing is great, one great of one.
Supplements.
Good. I'm glad you said it. When you call yourself Juice, like you, what's your name? Yeah. They call me Juice.
Who's crazier, good special teams player or good strength coach?
Well, I mean, they two in the thing. They both the thing. I think to be a special, first of all, the return punts when I played, you got to be a little off. Or kicks. You got to be extremely confident. In true confidence. With mixed in with crazy and athletic and all that. And you got to be inspiring. Because if you aren't one of the guys won't block for you. So probably I'd just say, it's special teams guys. But special teams is different now. Now it's kind of like you can go down there and weave and bob and weave and, not really hit anybody and be a dude.
So then what makes Matthew Slater so good?
Well, for me, I always say guys like Matthew Slater, like Larry Wiggum, who was, New England Patriots have as much as everybody, obviously Tom Brady and the defense gets their just due, it's their special teams that was just as big a factor. You got to think. They had every one of their starters on defense that played a role in it, in big roles in it. But then they had Larry Izzo, who was one of the all-time, greats of the time.
Yeah.
And who was better than, as good or better than all of them, was Larry Wiggum, who was like a safety, but he was linebacker size that could run. And then here comes Slater. Slater's is really would be the hardest to block because he found a role. You have an organization that appreciates that. Okay, and won't use it will pay for it, right? He's receiver speed, linebacker type of mentality, quarterback type of knowledge of it, and then he has a good build, and he has long arms. His dad used to, it was a great offensive tackle, and he has the strength. So he's hard to block for me. Probably would have a very hard time blocking him, on a kickoff return with all that space. He's stronger than most receivers and DBs that are trying to vice him so he can cover kicks, punts.
Punts, yeah, get off the line, not get jammed.
And then he can do it. So then he has the speed to go down there, and he's got the experience.
He was tough, too. Right?
I mean, that's a known. I mean, that's just that, like, his toughness, that's just already just – that's already, like, the known. But what makes
him – can you be a good special teams player and not be tough?
I mean, you can, but I think every football player is tough now. I think just obviously just didn't look different. Look. I don't think you can be a guy that turns down action and be good. You get in action. And in order to be good, you got to go get it. And that's where it makes him probably coverage. He might be the best guy of all time coverage wise. I know Steve Tasker's, up there, obviously, as far as made it sexy and obviously. Once you get on TV, but I think Matthew Slater is hard not to put it, if not one, definitely two.
A few Husker names from the text line here before we go to break. Eric Martin from the 2000 and 2010s era.
Bo Pelini era. Oh, yeah.
We have a vote for Mike Knox breaking helmets in practice back in the 80s from Augie. We also have Joe Walker from the 90s, return man.
He was a good returner. I mean, Keo Craver. DeJuan Gross, all those guys. You were DB. You were supposed to be a good return. Joe Walker could return. Joe was too pretty. He wasn't hitting nobody.
Second all time at Nebraska with 1,159 career kickoff return yards, and eighth all time at Nebraska with 653 punt return yards.
Joe Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there was a dude, I used to call him Dr. Freeze, named Clint Finley. He's actually, I think he's a head coach of, he's a head football coach, I think, where Eric Dickerson's from down in Texas. I think that's where he just got the job. Yo, he hit this dude from Kansas State, man. I still, like, Clint's problem was he's going to hit the other team or you. Somebody going to
if
sleep.
If it's moving.
Yeah. Is somebody going to sleep. He parlayed that. He really didn't play at Nebraska. He played 2 or 3 years with the Chiefs. Doing the same thing, too.
He's a can man.
Yeah. Anybody can get
anybody
it.
Anybody can.
Yep. Hey, right place at the wrong time when 19's around.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah.
We'll go to break. Got some trivia to give away, maybe some Salt Dogs tickets and some $30 to Buffalo Wings and Rings for you. Come back with us. Your chance to win.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back one final time for this hour of Old School, 2 hour ditty for you. Today, we'll shift our focus a little bit more to the NFL to start off hour two. But here's how we're going to do this trivia question. Jay and DP, I'm going to give you the same question. I want you guys to both give an answer, and we'll give it to texter number 5, who says either DP or Jay is closer to this number. Mm-hmm. So we got some numbers today for athletic department spending on volleyball programs. So it'll come as no surprise that Nebraska volleyball leads the pack. They're just a little bit ahead of Texas. I will tell you, those are the only two schools above $5 million. So DP, we'll start with you. You guess first. Jay, you'll go second. How many dollars per win did Nebraska volleyball spend last season?
Per win, I would say...
How many dollars per win did Nebraska volleyball spend in 2024?
I'm going to say $200,000.
EP says $200,000. Jay, how many dollars per win did Nebraska volleyball spend in 2024?
175.
Jay says 175. DP says 200,000. Texter number 5. Say DP or Jay. Whoever you think is closer will end up earning the $30 Buffalo Wings and Rings. And, you know, just for fun, we'll toss in some Lincoln Salt Dogs vouchers as well. Time's running out to see the Salt Dogs, so definitely make sure you get down here, ask for some vouchers and whatnot. Okay, votes are starting to roll in a little bit here. As we await the final number of responses, so Danny Busboom Kelly and Louisville last year spent at a top 15 level at just about $3 million. $2.95 million was the budget for Danny Busboom Kelly last year. She doubles that at Nebraska to $5.9 million. Double the resources. Now, this is just what it was budgeted for in terms of the volleyball programs at these places. So since we have a number of responses, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and... All right, number 5. So 0874, you are the winner. Really good guesses, guys.
But how do you know how much they spent? How much they did?
Because Matt Brown of Extra Points, FOIA'd, Freedom of Information Act, the information, put it online today.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska spent $5.9 million on volleyball last season, divided by
$6 million?
Divided by 33 wins. 178.
I was in the I was basing it on 30, not 33. I didn't count the last three wins.
Ah,
I was counting regular season wins. That's kind of what I was working on.
Well, I don't know who's right then. Because you're both right. I mean, 33 wins is what the program says, including postseason. I believe you measure postseason. So we will give the nod to Jay.
You got paid extra. No, they had to spend extra money for the extra season for the postseason.
That's a bonus. That don't count.
Like that $15,000?
You can talk about Jay.
Wait, what $15,000?
Man, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Good guesses, guys, and good guesses. We'll go to break. We'll talk some NFL. We'll talk some college football. Plenty more still ahead. Hour two of Old School.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary, while supplies last. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.